We're holding on Samech Amud Aleph. V'loy b'machat she'ein nekuva. A lady cannot go out with a needle that does not have a hole in it. Says the Gemara, l'may chazio. I mean, what is it used for? Amar v'yesef, ha'il v'isha aigeres basaira. A lady weaves her hair with it. She braids her hair with it. So apparently she like uses it as a braid. She uses it like, you know how you have a very long spaghetti and you tie, the way I imagine it, and you like, you know, you tie your spaghetti, you tie your spaghetti around the fork. So like, you know, you wrap it up like a million times. That's the way I understand it. They have this long needle and they sort of like wrap their hairs in through this needle and then like pop it in their hair. So, frek de Gemara. That's mutter. What is she going to take out the needle? Her whole hair will come down. She's not going to take down her hair in public. So v'dhavi kibiris tahira. Let that be as mutter as a biris. Now biris, the word tahira there is just the quote of a mishnah. So he just means to say let it be like a biris. But since there's a famous sugya called biris tahira, so he said let it be like the biris tahira. You know, it's a he meant to say let it be like the biris. And that is, this is like, this is sort of like the straps on the top of high socks, like pantyhose or whatever, where she goes ahead and she ties socks, and she ties it tight, some sort of like a garter belt or something like that. So she's not taking that off in public, and because she's not taking that off in public, it's mutter for her to go out with it. Says the Gemara, this pin that she wraps her hair up and she puts it through her hair, so then she's also not taking that out in public. With tishtar, it should be mutter. Again, that word tahir is not really necessary. Ella says the Gemara, Targumar of Ad and Nersha'a, Kamedar of Yosef, Ha'ova Isha Chalekes Basaira B'Shabbos. Ha'ova Ika Chalekes Basaira. She uses it sort of like a comb, like she splits her hair with this needle. Well, says the Gemara, you're not doing that on Shabbos, so B'Shabbos Lamai Chazia. Amarava, Tashel Zohav Yeshla Al Rosha. It has this plate of gold on the front of it. So therefore, during the week, she uses it as a sort of like a split for her hair. She uses it as like that's the if some people have like a split running through the top of their hair. They, you know, they comb it to the side and to the left. So she would do it for that. But b'Shabbos menichta keneged padachta. Then she would just stick it in the hair, and it would be like from her in front of her forehead, like this metal plate, a gold plate. And therefore, it's not, by taking it out of her hair, she's not, you know, showing any more of her hair. It's not like we said before, her whole hair was wrapped up in it. You know, it was rolled up in her whole hair. It is, rather, it's just stuck in her hair, so she might want to pull it out, sort of like a headband, and she'll pull it out. I don't think we have any comparison nowadays. I don't think they stick, like, pins in there. Maybe the Chinese have that, you know, like I was saying. Sometimes you see a Chinese person with that thing stuck in their hair. It's like, all right. Okay, continuing on. Lo yetze ish besandal hamesumer. A man is not allowed to go out with a sandal mesumer. A sandal mesumer is sort of like a cleated shoe. It has a shoe that has nails drilled in the bottom, and it's sort of like a cleated shoe, and the Gemara will discuss why not. Lo b'yachid b'zman she'in barag le'maka, and not with a single shoe if he does not have a wound on the foot. In other words, if he has a wound on one of his feet, so on either the other foot or that foot, the Gemara will discuss, but he's allowed to wear a shoe. But if there's only one shoe, that he's not allowed to wear. Partly because people will be suspecting him of carrying the other shoe in his hand. But when they see that he has a wound on the other foot, they'll be like, oh, that's why you don't have a shoe on it, because your foot's broken. V'lo b'tfilin, not with tfilin, v'lo b'kameh, b'zman she'ein min ha'mumcha, not with an amulet, if it is not from a professional. V'lo b'shiroyon, and not with armor. V'lo b'kasta. Kasta, for those who drive motorcycles, know it's a helmet. That's a modern Hebrew word. Kasda. Veloy, which means your motorcycle helmet. I don't know if it means a bike helmet also, but veloy be megafayim, not with boots. Not with boots. And this is more like armor boots, and the Gemara will discuss it. Ve'im yatza ein chayev chatas. And if he does go out, he's not going to be chayev chatas. Says the Gemara, sandal on the summer, a cleated sandal. Why not? My taima. Amar Shmuel, shilpei ha-gezeira havi. There was a bunch of people left over at the end of the gezeira, meaning this was towards the end of, my guess is that this is the end of Bayis Sheni, probably. Probably the end of Bayis Sheni. Shofei Gzeirah. So there was, unfortunately, there was tons of blood spilled in Klal Yisrael. And there was a group of people that were Shilfi, like the leftovers of the Gzeirah. And they were hiding in a cave. And they said, Hanichnes Yikanes, whoever wants to come in could come in. But nobody's allowed to leave because we don't want anybody to give away our position. Now, one of the people had his cleated shoes on backwards, his cleated sandals. So as he walked in, he looked like the footprints in front looked like they were walking out because his shoes were on backwards. Not sure why they didn't hide in a place that you can't see the footprints. But Benkach Benkach, his footprints were discernible in the ground, but since his shoes were on backwards, it was discernible that he walked, it looked like he walked out rather than in. Kasburin Hain, they thought, Echad Mehem Yatza, one left. V'ra'uhu Oivim. And if one person left, then the enemies would see them, they would capture them. V'achshav Boin Alein, and now they were coming to them. So everybody panicked. Dochku says that there was a major pushing and shoving to get out of the cave. V'hargu Ze'ezeh, and in that ensuing panic, and which is why it's literally a sekanas nefashos to be involved in a panic, you know, they had by a levaya in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know if anybody's ever been by a gadol levaya. So when I was in Eretz Yisrael over the years, the 10 year, 12 years, there is a crazy amount of, I'm saying over the years, you go to a lot of gadol levayas. So, but it's pushing and shoving, and it's like, it's a very, especially if you're anywhere within, you know, 100 feet or plus of the actual mita, it's a very, very squishy situation. Everybody's pushing because they want to touch the mita and whatever. By the way, somebody once asked, I think it was Rabbi Anderson Eibschitz, like, you know, what's the pshat? You go to a gadolvai, apparently this was the minhag for many years, because, you know, so he said, how can you go to a gadolvai? It's a mob scene, everybody pushing and shoving. You go to a levaya of a head of state or somebody chashev amongst the goyim, it's orderly, it's neat, it's a pleasure to watch, you know. So Rabbi Yonasan Abshin says, yeah, I agree. I also like Goyish Levayas much better than Jewish Levayas. So Lemaisa, Benkach Benkach, it's a very big bahal over there. So unfortunately, after I left Eretz Yisrael, there was a Levaya for Rabbi Shmuel Wozner, and somebody was killed there. It was a trampling situation, and somebody fell down and couldn't get up, and he was killed. So it's a dangerous situation. If you see a mob and somebody gets down, a couple times I, like, you know, literally used all my strength and pushing people because somebody fell down, and, like, you know, I helping up a person, and because it's literally a matzav of pikuach nefesh. In fact, one time I did it for in Eretz Yisrael during a Simchas Beis Sheva. There was a crowd of people, and it was a very small staircase, so there was boys and girls and everything, and a girl fell down, and she was literally getting killed in front of my eyes. And it was, I'm talking thousands of people pushing and shoving, and, like, you know, you hold up all your strength. I'm saying I had to pick her up. So I touched her and, like, you know, grabbed her under and literally saved her life. But this is a, you know, until they get to their feet, and everybody's pushing down the steps, and there's a lot of people, and there's panic, and there's things, you know, people lose their brains. So unfortunately, it happened back then also. And people killed each other more than they killed more than the enemies would have killed. Rabbi Eloy, or maybe he did kill. Rabbi Eloy ben Elazar, that was one version of the story. All versions of the story have the same ending. But Rabbi Eloy ben Elazar, Amar ben Ma'ara Hayu Yoishvin, they were in the tent, they were in this cave. Vishamu kol me'al gabi hamara. It wasn't to do with the fact that there was backwards footsteps, but rather they heard loud sounds on top of the tent. Kazvurin hain shabayu alein oivim. They thought that enemies were coming. Dochku zeh bezeh. They pushed each other. Vahargu zeh zeh yoishvin ma'arash argu bayin oivim. And again, same idea, the same ending, which is that they got into a panic and they all tried to escape quickly, and there was a mob where many people died. And Rami Bar Yechezkel Amar Bebeis HaKnesses Hayu Yoishvin. The story happened in the Beis HaKnesses. V'shamu kol me'achar Beis HaKnesses. They heard sounds outside the shul. Kazvur Nayin Shabayu Leino Oivim. Dach Kuzeh Bezeh V'har Kuzeh Zah Yoishvin Ma'asher Hargu Beino Oivim. So the reason also why the trampling was so devastating was because they were all wearing these cleated boots, so these cleated shoes. So that's what
that's why, that's why it was, that's why they, as far, yeah, so that's, that, therefore, because this Maisa happened with these cleated boots, and that's what caused the death of so many, even though it doesn't make sense to make a gezeira, like no more cleated boots, on Shabbos. The story happened to happen on Shabbos, and it happened to happen with cleated boots. But Chazal felt such a loss for just like a sort of a memory of the story, rather than as an actual prevention of it happening again, because there's not really a chashash of this story happening again. I mean, you know, the real problem was the panic and the thing. It wasn't the fact that they were wearing cleated boots. It happens to be that it was the story was exasperated because they were wearing cleated boots. And if they weren't wearing cleated boots, maybe a couple less people would have died. But more as a memory to the story rather than anything else, they enacted that on Shabbos you can't wear cleated boots. The fact that I'm saying, if it was a real sakana, then they would have said no cleated boots ever. It has nothing to do with Shabbos. Punk, the story happened on Shabbos, so they said on Shabbos no cleated boots. It was more of like they had to do something. We got to do something. It's a crazy story. Yeah. A mob kills more. A mob killed out half of itself because of panic. There was a very small exit, and you had thousands of people pushing, and they must have killed hundreds of people. So you know, there's something had to be done. So even though it doesn't really make sense, they made this gezeira. So al yetsi adam ba'ayis hasha amr. At that point, they said al yetsi adam b'sandal amasamar. A person's not allowed to go out with his cleated boots. Fine. Ihachi b'chol nami litzer. If so, frankly, it should be also during the week also. And the Gemara says, "Ma'isik yavu b'Shabbos." The story happened on Shabbos. So, like I said, it wasn't really a preventative gezeira. Says the Gemara, "B'yantif li'shtaris." That case, and yantif it should be mutter. Alam atanan. Why do we have a Mishnah which states that a person is allowed to mishalchin a kelim b'yantif bein tefurim bein shentefurim? A person is allowed to send utensils to his friend, whether they are tougher or not, if they're as long as they're usable. Ava loy sandal on the sofer, but he cannot send a sandal on the sofer to his friend on Yantif because it's not usable, since of the gezera. Veloy minal shenil tougher, and not a shoe that is not sewn finished, says the Gemara, because there's no real difference between Shabbos and Yantif. Once they made the gezera for Shabbos, they made it Yantif also. Like most, there's no differences between Shabbos and Yantif except for cooking and things like that. So if it's also Shabbos, it's also Yantif. But Shabbos, my time, the Ika Kinufi. On Shabbos is because there's sometimes a large gathering. So Yantif Nam Ika Kinufa. Yantif also, there's large gatherings in shuls. It's like the Gemara in Tainis Tzibur Nam Ika Kinufa. On Tainisim, there's large gatherings, so it should be Litzar. And the Gemara says, Maisik Yavi Bikinufi the Isura. This story happened in a large gathering that had usher times to it, like Shabbos. But it's different during a yanta, during a tainus, albeit there's the same amount of people gathered in shul and whatever. But the ma'isa is different. Says the Gemara, "Afilu Rabbi Chanina ben Akiva." Even according to Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Akiva, the Amr lo asur ela biyardeinu b'sfina v'ma'isa shahaya. There was another similar situation to this, where the Gemara said that there was one. They were once transporting the Para Aduma waters, which were very hard to get because they had so many chumras to pull them up. And the chumras were amamish. They used to have children who were raised up till they were 6 years old in specific areas, never letting them leave. And the chumras that they went to get the Paraduma's waters and the Paraduma B'tahira was way beyond abnormal. And there were specific reasons why they did it, but Lamaisa, they did that. And one time they got the Paraduma waters and they were bringing it by boat and they were about to use them, and suddenly they realized that on the boat there was a dead body, and it was Matama the waters, and they were so upset. They said, listen, something has to be done to prevent this from happening again. So they said, you can't transport it by boat anymore. Now, the gezeira doesn't really make sense. I'm saying it could be by boat specifically, and not only that, but the Gemara says that the gezeira was specifically on the yarding. So why? Because the same idea. They had to enact something. After all the precautions they went through, it turns out that it failed at the last second. Something had to be done. So they made a new inaction. Nothing with boats on the Yarden. So we see that they tailor the gezeira directly to that Maisa Shahaya when these type of gezeiras happen. The Gemara, Hani Mila says the Gemara Yarden, the shiny Mishar Naharis. That says the Gemara, the reason why he was so specific over there and he said Dafka the Yarden is because the Yarden is different from other rivers. La Maisa, it's different. It's deeper, it's wider. Or maybe shallower or thinner. I'm not, probably shallower or thinner. I don't know. But depending on what, you know, are they comparing it to the Amazon or are they comparing it to, the McCormick River right over here? I don't know. So the Gemara says over there, it's different. And therefore, Hani Mila Yardin, the Shaini Mishanaris, Ava Yanta for Shabbos, they're really alike. The Kiyatadinutnan, we have a Mishnah, Ain Ben Yanta for Shabbos, Ala Echel Nefesh Bavad. The only difference between Yanta and Shabbos is what you're allowed, is the halachas of Echel Nefesh. Amar Behud Amar Shmuel, Lashanu Ela Lechazik. This that is that cleated boots or usher is only if the cleats, the nails, is only so the way I picture it, if they have a picture then it'll be easier, but the way I picture it is that you have this sort of boot, this sandal, and it has nails driven in through the bottom to hold up some leather and to hold up the leather of the sandal itself. Says the Gemara, this is only if it's, and the nails are sticking out a drop from the bottom, and that's why I'm calling them cleats. Says the Gemara, it's only if the nails are driven in order to strengthen the straps of the sandal, in order to strengthen it. But if it's done for noi, if it's done for niceness, or like a golf shoe in order to maintain your sturdiness, then it's takamutter. Again, we are limiting the gezeira to exactly the way it happened. So since in the time of that cave, there was they were wearing sandal, they were wearing these cleated boots, and the cleats were there in order to hold down the leather straps of the sandal. Therefore, the gezeira also only applies to hold down the leather straps of the sandal. L'shena edel chazik avalanoi. But with regard, if it's there for noi, it's mutter. So nowadays, is it mutter to wear cleated golf shoes on Shabbos? Yes, I believe so. It doesn't fall under the rubric of this gezeira. El chazak, aval lenoi is mutter. V'kama lenoi, what's considered lenoi? Rabbi Yechanan amar chamesh bezeh v'chamesh bezeh. Five per shoe, that's lenoi. But more than that is aser. Rabbi Chanina amar sheva bezeh v'sheva bezeh. Seven per shoe. Amal Rabbi Yechanan l'Rav Shaman bar Abba. As v'recha l'didi. I was explained it that shtayim mikan v'shtayim mikan v'achas betar siyosav. If it's two on the right side of the shoe and two on the left side of the shoe and one on the bottom, that is the five that's mutter. Or Rav Chanina is gimel mikan v'gimel mikan v'achas betar siyosav. It's two on the right side, two on the left side, and one either in the front or the back. It says by the straps. Then it's mutter. Otherwise, it's aser.
Are you saying that the nails are going in from the bottom to the top?
I believe so.
Wouldn't it make a lot more sense for it to hold the strap on by nailing through the strap into the leather so that the nail goes in and is facing top to bottom?
I think the way I understand it is I don't know. Let me back off that it's holding down the straps. It's to be mechazik the shoe. It's to be mechazik the shoe.
The R scroll says, but it's not so. Also, it doesn't look like it's. I don't understand what it's.
No, saying. It's definitely going in the bottom. It's definitely going in the bottom. That I know. I don't know what it means to strengthen the shoe. So I'm suggesting maybe it means to strengthen the thing between the strap and the sole, because it's a sandal. It's not a shoe. It's really a sandal.
Well, see if this makes sense to you. The art school is saying this is a wooden sandal whose leather uppers are attached to its sole with nails that protrude through the sole of the underside.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. That's what I'm saying. That it's holding down the leather.
That sounds like it's going bottom to top?
Yeah. No, it's definitely going bottom to top. That is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, okay. So again, we don't have these things nowadays, so it's not the Nogela Maisa, but Meisvei, sandal hanoite, if you have a sandal, and the Gemara is eventually going to answer this all the way at the bottom, that a sandal hanoite maybe is different than a regular shoe, but sandal hanoite means that it's the shoe is worn out on one side, so it's like leaning. You know, sometimes you have the back of your shoe is like, you know, it's lost all its soul. So sandal hanoita is a sandal that part of it is worn down, and therefore you want to put some nails in there to just create another bottom. So oisin loy sheva, you're allowed to make up to 7. Divrei Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi is mata biyugim up to 13. So now we had 2 opinions, 5 and 7. So says the Gemara. Bishlam al Rabbi Chanina, he said 7. He da amar Rabbi Nosson. El Rabbi Yochanan, who said 5. Da amar keman. Who are you going like? I mean, there are 2 opinions of the Tanaim we just brought. One says 7, one says 13. The Gemara is going to say, no. Eventually, the Gemara is going to say, well, it's different. That's the case where the shoe is worn out. Rabbi Yochanan was talking about a regular shoe. A regular shoe, you're limited up to 5. A worn-out shoe, you can go up to 13. El Rabbi Yochanan, Damar Kaman. For first, so the Gemara at first says, though, that's what it's going to say eventually, but at first it says, Hu Damar ki... Rabbi Nehurai, he holds like Rabbi Nehurai. The Tanya, we have a Brisa, Rabbi Nehurai, Amr, Hey Mutter, 5 is Mutter, Vesheva is Aser. So we find the Brisa who Taka says that it's only Mutter up to 5. Amr le Eifa le Rabba bar Rav Chana. Atoin, you who are Talmidei Rabbi Yechanan, you who are students of Rabbi Yechanan, Avidik Rabbi Yechanan, you should do like Rabbi Yechanan. Anan, us, Navet Rabbi Chanina, we'll do like Rabbi Chanina. Boi minei Rav Huna me Rav Ashi. Rav Huna asked Rav Ashi. Chamesh ma, what's the din? With 5. Amalei afilu zayin mutter. Yes, 7 is even 7 is mutter. What about tes? The reason why we're doing odd numbers is like we said, because you have one running up this side of the shoe, one running up that side of the shoe, and one, you know, in the center. So tes, what about tes? He says, amalei afilu ches aser, even 8 is aser. Anything past 7? So boy minahu ritza'ana mi rabbi ami, a certain leather maker asked Rabbi Ami, tafrumi b'fnim ma, what happens if it's not a sandal, but it's more like a shoe? It is sewn, you put a leather inner sole. You put a leather inner into it. Mahu. Amalei mutter, v'loyadana my time. It's mutter. I know halacha l'maaseh that it's mutter, but I don't know why. Amar Rav Ashi, Rashi says, v'loyadana my time. You don't know why. Kevan detafrim b'bifnim. Once you added a leather inner, havelei minol. It becomes a shoe. And the gezeirah was specifically to sandals. The sandal goes rubei rabbanan. B'minol loy goes rubei rabbanan. Specifically with shoes they were gezeirah, not with sandals. For those who just joined, we're holding Samech Amud Beis, about drop more than halfway down. Boy minei Rabbi Ami bar Zavda, Rabbi Abi bar Avina. Asoyu kemin kalbus mahu. What is the halacha? If you make it like a kalbus is that picture that you see on the side of the Gemara, sort of like a staple. You made it like a staple. So it's one piece of metal that's acting as 2 nails, and it's driven into the bottom of the shoe. So is that mutter or aser? Amalei mutter, it's permitted. Again, all these things, it's only usher if it was exact replica of the incident that occurred. Since the incident that occurred with single nails and not with staple nails, therefore it's mutter. Itmar nami, am Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Chanina, asoy kemin kabbas is mutter, it is permitted. Amar Rav Sheshes, chipahu kula b'mismaris, kidei shalei tahei kaharka echalatoy, mutter. Another heter. If instead of just putting in, you know, 15 on one side, 15 on the other side to hold down your leather straps, which would be usser, you cover the entire bottom in metal. The entire bottom is covered in nails. Reason is because we want you to, you don't want the shoe to wear out. Sort of like people put, I don't know if they still do this, but you know, you put on the bottom of your shoe, you put taps. And if those have leather soles, people who have leather soles put taps on their leather soles. So what happens? And in fact, you can even ask for metal taps. I don't know if you could still do this. I don't even know if they have still shoemakers. But if they still have shoemakers, so then you can ask for metal taps at the bottom. And you have the, I mean, it's a, you could hear the clinking of a metal tap, you know, 2 blocks away. So kibin kalbus is mutter. What's the din? So that the ground doesn't eat it up. So it doesn't get worn away, like people put taps on. It's also mutter. We have a price of this. A person should not go out with a sandal on Shabbos. You should not even go from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. In fact, even in your own house, even from one bed to the other. Don't even use it as a slippers. You could move it if you want to use it to cover a keli. So in other words, it's a klisha malach de l'iser, and if you need to use it, you could use it. If you want to use it for a heter purpose, like to put it under your bed and to hold up a wobbly bed, then, which obviously was a very big problem back then because they had all these eitzes for it. So if you want to do it for that, so then it would be mutter. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, oiser. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon says it is prohibited. What happens, says the Gemara, says the continues the Braisa, so we so far did not yet get to the Raya. Nashu Roiv Mismaraisav, if most of the knee of these nails fell out, Vinishtayarubai Dalarahe, if four or five are left, then it's permitted. And Rabbi Matar Acheva, Rabbi says it's permitted even up to seven. Chipahu Ba'or Melamata. If you cover the or on the bottom, and the nails were coming out from the top, this is how I knew before that it was dafka from the bottom, it is mutter. There's also mutter. Asoikimin kalbus, if you make it like a needle, like a staple. Oikimin tas. A tas is a really flat, in other words, it's not a stam nail. A stam nail has a long head, a long body, and a nice little small flat head. Kimin tas is a really wide head. So if a person makes a kimintas, oi kimin yesed, no head at all. It's just like a long spike. Oi, and here's where we need shechipahu kula b'masmaras. The entire bottom is covered with nails. Kidei shaloi tehei karka echalata. And the reason why you would do that is so that the ground doesn't eat up the thing. The shaloi tehei karka echalata. The ground doesn't eat up the sole of the shoe. It is mutter. Says the Gemara, hagufa kasha. Amrit nashu roiv mismaraisav. You said if roiv of the nails fall out, so then afal gavdin ish tayaru baituva, it's mashma, even if many nails are back. Let's say a person had 35 nails, and roiv fell out, which would be 18 fell out. So now you'd be allowed to leave, you'd be allowed to remain with the next 17. So that's mutter. But then it says up to four and five. V'hadatani arba v'chamesh, and tfeiloi. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Sheshi says, Lakasha, kan she nigmamu, kan she ne'ekru. It depends on how it fell out. If it was the entire nail came out, she ne'ekru, it was completely uprooted, and it's no longer discernible that there was even originally even one nail there, so then it's only mutter up to four and five. But if it was nigmamu, that the nail was snapped off, but there is still some sort of remnant of the nail inside left, so it's clearly discernible that there used to be more, then it's mutter up until roiv, if roiv fall out. Why? Because again, it no longer looks normal, and it's only usser in the exact replica of the original incident. Since the original incident, the assumption is that most people had normal shoes on, then it's only usser with the normal shoes on, not if it's already so broken that roiv of your nails are falling out. It's time to get new sandals. Question is the Gemara. It says four or five left. So which one is it? Four or five? Hashta chamei shari arba'a mibayi. If you're making matter with fives, then what's the deal? Why do you say four? Four, of course, four is mutter. Amar v'chista arba'a misandal katan v'chamish misandal gadol. Four from a small shoe and five from a big shoe. V'rebi matter ad sheva, Rebbe permitted it up to seven. Questions the Gemara. What do you mean? Before you brought me a brisa by the sandal hanoite that Rebbe was matar up until 13. Vatanya Rebbe matar at shalishas rei. So the Gemara says, no, there is different. Noite shiny. By the case of noite, where one side of the shoe is worn out, so you're putting nails there just to even it out, so you don't walk on a slant and look like a pigeon, like a penguin. So then that's why it's mutter, because there it's a different story. Says the Gemara, well, now that you're differentiating, and here's where the answer I said before is, shiny, the Gemara says, noit is shiny, period. Well, the Gemara says, hashtad asas lachi, now that you tell me that noit is different, so our original question, originally we said, how many nails are mutter? Rabbi Yochanan said five, and Rabbi Nuna said seven. And the question is the Gemara, we have a brisa which says seven and 13, so Rabbi Yochanan, who are you going like? So the Gemara originally found another brisa for Rabbi Yochanan to rely on. Now it says the Gemara, that seven and 13 was not a good raya anymore, because you're telling me that it was only talking about specifically a shoe that has been worn away by the ground. Now that you're telling me this, according to Rabbi Yochanan, also it's not a question, because noit is shiny. If the shoe is worn away, it's different. Amar Rav Masna, v'amri lo Amar Rav Achdebu'i bar Masna. Amar Rav Masna. So either Rav Masna himself said, or his son said, Ein halacha k'Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon. The halacha does not follow Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon said that it is usher to use this keli, first wide line, that it is usher to use the keli for anything else. So he says the halacha does not follow him. Pshita says the Gemara, of course not. Yachad v'Rabim, halacha k'Rabim. He's arguing on the Rav. You go bust the Rav. Says the Gemara, the same as Tavra, time of the Rebbe Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon, Baha. I would have thought that perhaps Rebbe Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon's reasoning was sound over here, and therefore, perhaps even though his Deya is very sound, we should go follow, if we should follow it. Kamash Milan, no, even here we go after the Rav. I'm not sure what the Kamash Milan is. Is the Kamash Milan that his reasoning is not sound? Or is the Kamash Milan that even still will go after the Rav? Nafkamina, of course, if you have a machlekes and you hold that the reasoning of the yachid is sound, are you able to go after the rav? Amar b'chia, are you able to go after the meat? I mean, Amar b'chia, ilav de karuli bavlo isharoi. If it wasn't for the fact that people would call me names if I said the following psak, bavlo ishari isura, that he's the Babylonian who permits things that are usher, sharina beituva, I would have been matar a bunch of nails. The kama, how many? I would have been matar up to 24 nails. And Basura, they said over this memory, up to 22 nails. Amrin Esrin Tatarton. Amrin of Nachman Yitzchak, Bissimonech, and the way to remember it is, Ad Asim of Pumpadisa Lasura, Chasar Tarti. If you walk from Pumpadisa to Sura, you will lose two of these nails on the walk. I'm not sure why that's such a raya, because how are you going to remember if you're going from Pumpadisa to Sura or Sura to Pumpadisa? Did they ask that question? I mean, the Gemara is saying the way to remember it is that the Surah is less. It's minus two, because in the time it takes you, by walking from Pumpadisa to Surah, you lose two nails from your shoe. Well, how are you supposed to remember?
I was born in Bavel and went up to Eretz Yisrael.
That's why? No. Okay, that's why he's saying Bavloish. That's why they would call me names like you Babylonian. But they don't ask this question.
We really clearly travel from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. His route passed first through Pumpadisa.
Oh, I hear. So he was saying, like, it happened that that I lost to, I guess. All right. Let's see a bit weiter. V'loy biyachid b'sman she'in baragle maka. You can't go out with a shoe, with one shoe, if the other shoe doesn't have a maka on it. You know, this actually gets quite that's the heading. So again, the Mishnah is saying that you can't go out with a single shoe because the concern is that people seeing you will suspect you of carrying the other shoe in your pocket. Like, otherwise, where's your other shoe? So alternatively, it's because when walking out with one shoe, people are going to laugh at you, and you might take off that one shoe and carry it to prevent your embarrassment. So, benkech or benkech, there's reason to believe that you're not going to want to carry out one shoe, and therefore, you're not allowed to walk out with one shoe. It says the Gemara, but if you have a makkah on your foot, so then that shows that the reason why nobody's going to laugh at you, you're only wearing one shoe. You could see my other foot is swollen. Or the Gemara is going to say, you could see my foot is swollen. So the Gemara is going to discuss exactly which foot you're wearing the shoe on. Are you wearing the shoe on the foot that has the maka, or the foot that doesn't have the maka? Benkach or benkach, people will answer the question in their own minds, oh, he's not carrying his other shoe. And therefore, if you have a maka, it's matzah. If you don't have a maka, it's asr. So we'll stop here for today. And... All right, have an amazing day, everybody.